This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly. Keeping you up to date with the AFL trade period.
It's all happening, Bill.
It is.
In the world of AFL.
Who's going where?
Bill got a whisper from somewhere.
Got a whisper.
And for how much?
$100 million.
It's the Rush Hour's Trade Tracker.
Oh, and we've gone straight to the top here.
Oh, we have.
Seven Network's number one man, Tom Brown. Tom Brown joins us. Brownie, how busy have you been today?
JB and Billy, this time of year, you just run around the clubs and agents in the AFL trying to get a bit of a whiff of a trade. Reasonably busy, covering some kilometres. But in terms of what's gone through today, Blake Akers has officially gone to the Blues for a future third-round pick. So it'll be a big boost for the Blues' wing position.
Yep.
McStay, there's been a lot of discussion regarding his five-year, $600,000 a year contract to Collingwood. He's not McStaying, he's McGoing. He's officially
McTighe this afternoon.
I thought you liked that, Billy. For pick 35 was the conversation there. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
The hint as to how the free agency conversation works. So it's a five-year deal, we think, at around $600,000 a year, estimated.
Ooh.
So you think these days, end of first-round conversation probably be in the high 600s. So you need a bit of a nudge on that. So Brisbane, not sure what their response will be to that, but we'll find out, obviously, in the next few days. And Aaron Francis from the Bombers has officially requested a trade to the Sydney Swans. I don't think there'll be any issues getting that deal done.
All right. Also, Liam Jones back home at the Dogs.
Yeah, Liam Jones back home at the Dogs, Billy, which is obviously great news from that perspective. The Bulldogs, though, haven't made a lot of progress yet on Dunkley. We'll have more on that at 6 o'clock tonight. And Jack Bowes today toured your Cattery, Billy. He was down there with his manager, Robbie D'Orazio. I reckon they're in the pole position to get his services. Obviously, Essendon, Hawthorn, North, and the Cats are all vying for him, and in particular, the pick seven that's attached to his huge contract, up to $800,000 a year.
It's unreal. But,
Danger and Ablett have been into him, Gary Ablett Jr.
Well,
and,
I'll tell you who else was down there. I'll tell you who else was down there today, because he was running late to a thing I was at. Tomahawk might have just been down there and said, "G'day, Jack, I'm Tomahawk. Kick it to me, kick it to me."
We did an interview with Tomahawk today, and he joked that Ollie Henry's kicking's better than his brother's. So I thought that was
That's
fun.
Not a joke. That's true.
Is that true, is it?
That's true, Tom.
Hey, Griffin Logue and Darcy Tucker to Arden Street.
Yeah, now, JB, this is a big one. Colin Young was in at the AFL, their manager this afternoon, and at Arden Street. I've spoken to him for the news tonight. That deal behind the scenes, I believe, has been done. It's not officially announced through the AFL announcement system yet, but I think it'll be a future second and third with a bit back. But, I mean, that's a great show of faith by those two players in the Kangas, obviously at a difficult time. So I reckon that's a bit of a coup in itself for the Kangas, JB.
Speaking of the Kangas, they're asking for Zach Butters.
They asked.
And a first-round pick.
They asked the question because, obviously, they asked the question, two first-rounders and Zach Butters. But I think that has been denied by Port and, indeed, Butters this afternoon. But why not? I mean,
of course,
you may as well ask the question. He'd be pretty handy at half forward and in the middle. But that didn't wash with Port, which is no surprise.
Hey, what about Tip and Woody? Is that true? I think Lordo went with it today.
Yeah, it's definitely true. Mitch Cleary will have more on that at 6 o'clock concerning Tip and Woody. He was at the Bombers' best and fairest, apparently, last night. He wasn't up on stage, but he was there. And it sounds like the Western Australian clubs, he's based, I think, mostly in Broome at the moment, and also Essendon vying for his services. So that would be an exciting return to footy if he could pull that off.
They say grace at the Bombers last night.
No comment, Billy. I'm not buying into that issue. Although the AFL might have some commentary on the Essendon situation, I think, tonight. So we'll see what they say.
Very nice, Tom.
Pick 13 and a future first rounder ain't getting Luke Jackson to Fremantle.
No,
Fremantle want more than that. So it's interesting. So Melbourne, I think, want inside pick 10 plus a future first. So they're going to have to shuffle themselves up a little bit there. So there's a bit of work to go on that deal. But obviously, it's pretty clear that the Grundy deal, the Jackson deal, and the Dunkley deal, and obviously Rankin, I mean, they're the big outstanding ones to play out of the next week or so. And once they start to fall, it has a domino effect. And some, not lesser lights, but players looking for a restart can then get involved in discussions. Like, for example, would someone pick up Tomlinson or players like that?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the sort of discussion point then.
Anything else, Tommy, as you leave us and play the trade noise sound, please, for Tom. What do you reckon of that, Tom?
I like that, Billy. I like that.
So when a trade drops, that sound comes through for our listeners to know that something's just happened, Tommy.
Okay, well, there might be a few more. Hopefully that Logan Tucker deal goes through officially before six and Billy can have the pleasure of playing that annoying sound. And
what about Horn Francis? Any movement with regard to what North will be happy with?
No, well, obviously they've made that request in terms of a player butters, but no movement on that today. Ooh, so I reckon Luke Jackson's a good precedent there. If Luke Jackson's worth inside top 10 plus a future first, I would have thought Horn Francis's value was similar or analogous, but North, well within their rights to push for more.
What did you say?
Similar, Billy, similar.
Oh, I didn't know what you said, Tom. I thought you had a new word there.
Well done,
he's
Tom
the number one newsbreaker.
Make sure you're watching Seven News tonight, the dynamic duo. Tom Brown, Tom Brown, Mitch Cleary.
Coleslaw's Cleary.
Oh. Well done, Brownie.
See you guys.
See you, Tom.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.